expression on his face. You're AK. You don't do this. Why are you doing this now? It's not time. It's not the right month. It doesn't make sense. I closed my eyes and drew in a long, deep breath. When I opened them again, Flame was rocking on his feet awkwardly. It's because of her. He wasn't asking a question. People thought Flame was fucked up. His father had told him repeatedly that he was a retard, but the brother was perceptive. He never forgot a thing. And more than that, since the day I helped free him from that nuthouse, he'd made sure he knew me better than anyone. Everyone thought I watched over him. I knew the truth. He watched over me, too. I'm good, I repeated, and sat down again. I ran my hand down my face. Sit down, Flame. He paused, but did as I said. I took another bottle of beer, feeling the effects of drinking all day beginning to hit me. It's since we took her, he said. Since you let her in here with you, she's made you think of it all again. I opened my mouth to reply, but he continued. You don't sleep, but it's worse since she's come back. You sit out here all the time. You're drinking. You never drink this much. I knew there was no point in denying it. For the brother to be here, to have left Maddie in their cabin alone, his concern for me must have been eating him alive. So I stayed quiet. I sure as hell wasn't going to talk about shit that didn't need to be talked about. I hadn't since the day it happened, and I wasn't going to start now. I'll get through it, I said after minutes of silence. I swallowed against the choking in my throat. I always do. You never have, Flame countered. No emotion in his voice. And never will, I agreed. My voice was raspy, so I cleared my throat. I refused to fucking break down. It wasn't your fault, Flame said aggressively. I don't know how many times you have to be told that shit, and I ain't ever gonna accept that. I refused to close my eyes, because if I did, I'd see their faces. I'd see what I should have still had, had I not been so fucking stupid. She's better. I knew he was talking about Phoebe. Maddie has seen her, and she's better. Maddie has been watching her for me. For you. You saved her. I nodded, the tightness in my chest loosening some. She was better. Fuck. From Flame, that may as well have been a fucking happy jig. Red's face came to my mind. I hadn't been to see her since she'd been up at Kai's. I hadn't even asked how she was. I'd gotten her out, gotten her off the smack. That was enough. Though I'd thought about her pretty much every day. Thought about her out here, looking at the stars, her reunion with Lila. Thought of her face when she saw her sister's scar, of her hand in mine when she had thanked me, so fucking small in her bed. Her telling me she was afraid. Flame gritted his teeth. I don't like you. Like this. The sound of Flame's low, rough voice made me feel nothing but guilt. I know, I said. I'll get through it. Flame's shoulders dropped in relief. Then he got to his feet. Good. He started to walk away. Flame, I called as my brother's huge body almost disappeared into darkness. He turned. You spoke to Ash much lately? He was as still as the night. We worked on the bike today? The tension was back in his voice. It always was when he feared he'd fucked up somehow, that he'd disappointed me. Just keep talking to him, okay? Keep asking him around for dinner and shit. Okay, Flame said. Then, without another word, left for his cabin. Fuck, I said to no one. I closed my eyes, letting the alcohol take its hold. I heard the sound of a twig snapping inside. Flame, I promise, I'm good, I just want to be left the fuck alone. I opened my eyes and froze. I blinked when I saw her standing there, watching me. She took a step forward, and another, until she came into the light. It was her hair I saw first, long and down to the middle of her back. She was dressed in a long, dark green dress tied at the top by some flimsy piece of silk string. The sleeves covered her arms, but fuck, the deep color made her freckles stand out more everywhere else. "Hello," she said eventually, her fucking sweet voice drifting through the night. I ran my eyes down her body. She was still rail thin, but she looked better than she had 5 days ago. Had some color back in her white cheeks. The bruising and marks had faded. She had some dark circles under her eyes, but that was about it. Shit. She was fucking stunning. "Hey," I sat straighter in my chair. Phoebe dropped her head and looked back up at me through hooded eyes. My cock hardened as she started walking toward me. She smiled and tucked her long hair back behind her ears. "I wanted to come and see you," she said. I let my eyes run down her tall body. The dress was fitted to her small frame, emphasizing every one of her curves, perfectly showcasing her full tits under the almost nothing material. She slowly lowered her body into the seat beside me. The smell of flowers and some other girly-smelling shit filled my nose. As if she knew the effect she was having on me, she fucking smiled. But her smile quickly faded and her eyes lost their shine.
I have been having trouble sleeping.
I took a sip from my beer, letting her speak.
I have found that since I have been here, I cannot settle.
She closed her eyes and tilted her head to the side, exposing her long, smooth neck. Her hand lifted and painstakingly slowly drifted down the skin. A breathy sigh left her naturally red lips. I gripped my beer bottle tightly.
I love nothing more than having the wind on my face, she said without opening her eyes.
A smile formed on her lips.
I like to feel the heat on my face when it's light, and the moon's rays when it's dark.
She arched her back and I gritted my teeth as her round tits pushed against the fabric of her dress. There wasn't much light out here, but it was enough for me to see that she wasn't wearing anything underneath. Her eyes blinked open, and leaning across the space between our two chairs, she took the beer from my hand. Giving me that fucking smile again, she brought the bottle of Bud to her lips, slowly and carefully. Without fucking taking those blue eyes off mine, she wrapped her lips around the bottle and tilted her head back. She swallowed one, two, three sips before lowering the bottle, licking the rim with the tip of her tongue. She handed it back to me. I was pretty far gone on liquor. I barely drunk anything but tequila, whiskey, and beer since I'd dropped Red off 5 days ago. And right now she was fucking with my mind. Phoebe ran her hand through her hair.
I could not sleep again tonight, and decided on a walk, so I followed my feet.
She paused.
And they led me straight to you.
They did, huh? I said gruffly, feeling my ever-expanding cock practically ripping at the fly of my jeans.
Yes.
She glanced at the floor. Her casual manner disappeared and she twisted her hands in her lap, her fingers shaking.
I keep remembering your eyes,
she said, suddenly lifting her gaze to mine. I drank my beer, but fuck if I could drag my attention off her. My motherfucking eyes. When she was under, when she was awake, she kept talking about my eyes. My eyes and that goddamn tree.
I do not remember yet. I keep trying to recall what happened when he took me, where I was, what happened there. I keep feeling as though there was something that I need to know, must know. Something big that I am forgetting, that I am blocking out.
She raised her hands to her head.
But my head is a great fog. One which I cannot break through no matter how hard I try. She looked at me, and she stopped shaking. But strangely, I remember you. You. Above anything or anyone else.
Leaning forward, she brought her hand to my face. I fucking froze as she ran her fingertips down my cheek.
I remember you and these angel eyes.
Phoebe got to her feet and came toward me, stopping at my knees. I sat back in my chair, and she looked down at me. Even in the dim light, I could see her pale cheeks were red.
You saved me.
There wasn't one bit of me that wasn't tense as she spoke those words. She bent down and placed her palms on my thighs. My hips shifted as I felt the heat of her hands through my jeans.
I remember being in your arms.
Her hands started moving up my thighs 1 inch at a time. Red, I growled as her face moved ever closer to mine. Even in my drunken state, I could see her pupils dilate.
Red,
she said as her mouth met my ear.
I like this name you call me. Red.
Her lips hit my cheek, then dragged across my skin until they hovered over my mouth, her eyes meeting mine.
I always stood out as a child because of my red hair. I was not blonde like Rebecca or my other sisters, not pretty with smooth, flawless skin like the rest. I was not accursed, nor was I gifted in any way. I was freckled and pale, yet I was still called for a higher mission.
She smiled and arched her back, her tits pressing into my chest. I groaned, one hand flexing on the side of my chair. I dropped my beer to the ground, the glass thudding as it hit the grass.
Then it all went wrong. Everything changed.
She stilled. She pressed a single, slow kiss to my mouth.
And you saved me. Twice.
Phoebe's fingers crawled up toward my dick. I grabbed her wrist with my free hand. You need to stop, I ordered. Her eyes flared.
I do not want to stop, she said breathlessly. I have thought of you and nothing else these past 5 days.
She had no idea what and who she was fucking with. If she did, she would back away. Keep going and I'll fuck you, Red. Can't be pressing your big tits on me if you ain't wanting me to fucking own them. I caught the hitch of her breath and felt her pulse race under my fingers. I'll fuck you right here. I'll fuck you and lick you and not stop until you're screaming my name. You want that, bitch? Her shaky breath passed over my face. I smelled liquor on her breath, saw her pupils dilate, and her freckled skin flush red at my crass words. I knew she was about to turn away, run back into the darkness. I knew she would pull back and go home. And I knew,
A.K.,
she whispered, and my narrowed eyes snapped to hers. Her bright blue eyes were lit with something I didn't expect. Desire. Then a motherfucking twitch flickered at the side of her mouth, and she pulled her wrist from my hand, reaching down to cup my hard cock. She licked her lips.
A.K., I want you to own me.
And I fucking snapped. Lurching forward, I slammed my hands on her face and crushed her mouth to mine. I plunged my tongue alongside hers, pulling her head down as she moaned into my mouth. I fucking savaged her lips, bruising the flesh. I lowered my hand to her hips and pulled her down onto my lap. She crashed on top of me, never breaking from my mouth. I groaned as her hand began rubbing along the fly of my jeans. My tongue sank deeper, and I reached down and pulled up her dress, almost ripping the fucking material in two when I couldn't get to her legs. But then my palms met flesh. Phoebe broke from my mouth, gasping, and trailed her lips and tongue down my neck. Her fingers snapped at the buttons on my fly. I bit my lip as she split the denim, and her hand wrapped around my cock. Her hips rolled and her pussy ran along my thigh as she pumped me in her hand, her mouth to my ear, her long red hair falling over my cheek. "AK," she moaned, and I fucking jerked in her hand. I closed my eyes, holding back the need to flip her onto the ground and fuck her like she wanted. But then she was sliding down my body, her dress slipping through my fingers. I opened my eyes and watched as her knees hit the ground, her hands still gripping my cock. The top of her dress had loosened, and from this angle, I could see right down the front. It wasn't enough. "Open your dress," I instructed, my voice sounding like cut steel. Phoebe bit down on her lip and smiled. She never moved those fucking blue eyes from mine as she released my dick and sat back so I could see her every move. Her fingers crawled up her green dress to the tie at the neckline. Her tongue lapped at her lips as she pulled open the string, keeping the top together. Her tits bounced underneath, like they were just waiting to spring free and be in my mouth. She panted as she rocked her hips back and forth. She flicked her head, and her long red hair fell to one shoulder, exposing one side of her neck. I clenched my fists, resisting the urge to leap forward and sink my teeth into her pale skin. She was a damn siren. The string fell open, my nostrils flared, barely hanging on to my patience as she took one hand and gently pulled the top of her dress to the side. Her bright white skin gleamed like milk in the moonlight. Her eyelids closed. I growled low, palming my own cock, as her other hand moved to the hem of her dress. Breathy moans slipped from her throat. She dropped her shoulder, and the fabric slipped from one of her tits. The flesh was full and the skin just as speckled with freckles as everywhere else. Her fingers crept over the skin on her chest until they found her hard nipple. I stroked my dick up and down in long, hard motions as she palmed her tit. Then her mouth dropped open. I focused on the hand between her legs and I almost came. She had lifted the skirt of her dress, baring her pussy to me. Only, it wasn't only her fucking perfect pussy that had my hand working faster on my dick. It was the fact that two of her fingers were already in her hole. Her thumb strummed back and forth on her clit, her eyes rolling up toward the sky. "Fuck, bitch," I groaned, watching the blood rush to her face and her freckles disappear into the flush. "AK," she murmured as she worked herself harder and harder. Her moans deepened and grew louder as she pumped her hands faster. She squeezed her tit, pinching her nipple, and she cried out. My hand on my cock stilled as I watched her shoulders edge forward and her mouth open wider. Her arm shook as she worked her fingers in her pussy so fast that I could barely sit still. And then she froze, face framed in pleasure as a guttural moan tore from her mouth. Her head slammed back, exposing her throat as her hand was coated in her own wetness. Redness spread like a raging flood over her pale skin as she desperately searched for breath. I hadn't moved a fucking inch, watching the bitch make herself fall apart. With her eyes still closed, a wide smile spread on her lips. She lowered her head. Her fingers on both her tit and in her pussy, beginning to move again. When her eyes opened, pupils blown, she focused straight on me. Releasing herself, she inched her way across the grass toward me. When she arrived at my knees, she worked herself between my thighs until her tits were in my exposed cock. She took hold of me in her hand. The fingers that had been all up in her cunt rose toward my mouth as she began stroking up and down my cock with her other hand. Her fingertips ran along my bottom lip. She watched me like a hawk as I grabbed hold of her wrist and kept it at my mouth. Her chest rose up and down as I flicked up my tongue and licked her fingers. The taste of her filled my mouth, and I groaned. Her breath was shaky as she watched me, and from the hardness of her nipple I knew she was getting off on it, so I took her fingers deeper into my mouth. As her hand jerked faster on my cock, I wrapped my lips around them, tonguing off the juice. "Mmm," she moaned, pulling her fingers from my mouth, her eyes lit with fire, and the edges on her mouth hooked into a smile as she leaned forward and ran her tongue around the seam of my lips.
"I can taste myself on you," she whispered, and squeezed my dick tightly.
"Red," I warned, the grip on my self-control evaporating rapidly. I leaned forward to kiss the fuck out of her mouth, but she dodged away before I could. She sank lower, then lower still until, mouth braced at the tip of my cock, she said,
"I want to taste you."
Before I could even take a damn breath, she lowered her lips around my dick, not stopping until she deep-throated my entire length, and I wasn't fucking small. In fact, I knew I was huge, but she took me to the back of her throat without even gagging once.
"Shit, Red," I groaned as I reached out to fist my hand in her hair. Then she really showed me what she could do.
She worked me up and down, circling the head with her tongue when she reached the top. My balls tightened when her hand cupped them and worked them with her fingers. She mewled and moaned as she ate me, like the bitch was fucking starving. I felt the heat building in my balls, so I dragged her hungry mouth from my dick by her hair. Phoebe gasped for air. She scrambled to get her mouth back on me, but I had other plans. I reached down and pulled her to her feet. Her big lips were swollen and red. She edged forward and crawled onto my lap. Her thighs dropped over each of mine, and her tits scraped against my bare chest. I hissed as her teeth dragged down my neck. Reaching forward, I pulled the rest of her dress off her tits and took them in my hands. Her lips sucked at my neck as she moaned, getting louder when I lowered my hands to her pussy and slid my fingers deep inside. "Fuck, bitch," I hissed as her hands ran down over my pecs and down to my abs. "You're fucking drenched."
"For you."
She tilted her head back as I brushed my finger over her swollen clit.
"All for you."
"I'm gonna fuck you, Red. I'm gonna fuck you real hard." Phoebe smiled and leaned down until her mouth was in my ears. Knocking my hand from her pussy, she gripped my cock and lowered herself down until I was filling her wet hole.
"No,"
she said softly, tracing the outline of my ear with her tongue.
"I am going to fuck you."
I didn't think it was possible to get any fucking harder, but as she whispered those words into my ear, I did. Then, she gripped onto my shoulders and slammed down until I was filling her. Her forehead pressed against mine, and her nostrils flared. Then the bitch started moving. Using her hands on my shoulders, she rocked back and forth, rolling those fucking hips until I could see nothing but her. All red hair, flushed face, nipples, fucking red, all up in my shit. I dropped my hands and slammed them on her ass. Phoebe's chest arched forward, pushing her nipples against my mouth. As she rode me harder and harder, faster and faster, I sucked her nipple into my mouth and bit down. Phoebe cried out, her hips jerking, choking the fuck out of my cock.
"AK,"
she cried as she moved her hands up into my hair to keep my mouth on her tits. My hands tightened on her ass, and I began moving her faster. I wanted to be as far in her cunt as I could get. Phoebe's fingers gripped my hair so tight it felt like she was ripping out the strands, but I didn't fucking care. She could tear the fuckers out if she wanted to. My balls were tightening, and by the clenching of her pussy, I knew the bitch was close, too. Phoebe's breathing changed, and she loosened her grip on my hair. She leaned back, taking her tit from my tongue. Her pace increased, her moans came faster, but all of that meant shit when she drew her gaze to me. Her hands moved to my cheeks, and when I knew both of us were about to come, she stared into my eyes, and damn if it didn't seem she could see right through me. Phoebe's movements became erratic, her mouth parting slightly. Then she stilled and let out a long moan. Her pussy clamped down on my already leaking cock, and as she came, flooding me with her wetness, I threw my head back and came too. I fucking came and came, holding the bitch down on my fat cock until I'd filled her with my cum. I growled, jerking into her hot cunt until I was drained. Fucking wrung dry. Sweat beaded over my forehead and trickled down my back. I fought to breathe as I came through the fog that was in my head. Eventually, I opened my eyes. Phoebe's hands were still on my face. Her eyes were still fixed on mine. And I watched as tear after tear fell down her flushed cheeks. I froze, wondering what the fuck was wrong. But then she opened those talented lips and asked softly,
"Who did you see when you saved me?"
My muscles tensed so hard I was convinced the fibers would snap. Her head tilted to the side as she studied me, and her fingers stroked my cheeks.
"What haunts you?"
Then a truly fucking heartbreaking smile landed on her mouth. But this smile had fuck all to do with happiness. It was the kind of smile that stopped you falling apart. A fucking lie. A false front. Like the one Flame had accused me of wearing. Phoebe brought her face closer to mine. I could feel the heat of her damp skin. And fuck, I could smell the salt from her tears. But I was paralyzed. The bitch's words had me completely motionless, my cock softening inside her. She dragged in a stuttered breath, then stroked back the hair from my face.
"Who keeps you in this prison? A prison like mine?"
she repeated, but my mouth was sealed tight. I knew my breathing was coming out hard through my nose, but I knew nothing else beyond her searching eyes, her tears, and those fucking gutting questions. Phoebe's lips pressed a kiss to each cheek, then to my forehead, and finally my mouth. She stayed there, kissing my closed lips. My hands were iron tight on her ass, but when her tongue probed at my lips, I let her in. But this kiss wasn't like when we fucked. The bitch was being gentle, fucking caring, fucking destroying me. "Who keeps you in this prison? A prison like mine?" She kissed me for a minute, maybe two, before pulling back, nose pressed against my own. She ran her hand over my forehead, then softly down my cheek.
"You are not so dissimilar to me, I think."
She smiled as more tears fell down her pale cheeks.
"I see it in your eyes. I..."
Her breathing hitched.
"I see... me."
Phoebe shifted, and pulling herself off my cock got to her feet. She fixed her dress and tipped her head back to the night sky. She took three deep breaths, then turned her head to me.
"A.K.,"
she said softly in farewell, and walked away. I watched her as she faded into the darkness. I stared after her for fuck knows how long. I ran my hand down my face. My head was spinning. I reached down and tucked my flaccid cock back into my jeans. I could still taste her pussy on my lips. I could still see her on the ground before me, letting herself come. But I could also see those tears streaming down her face.
"Who haunts you?"
I took out a new bottle of beer and downed the amber liquid in three swallows. Then I chased it with the bottle of tequila under my chair. I drank until I blacked the fuck out. When I woke up, still in the chair, the night still black, I stared at the people parading before me. The fuckers who never, ever left me alone. I lifted my head as my drunken eyes took in the bleeding forms walking toward me, getting in my face. Their black eyes were soulless pits as they stared me down, never letting me move on. I closed my eyes, trying to block them from my sight. "Them," I said hoarsely. I took a shuddering breath, feeling my own tears running down my cheeks. I was trying to save them, but it never works. Nothing ever works. They'll never leave me alone. I fell back to sleep, feeling Phoebe's hands on my face and her lips on my mouth.
"I see it in your eyes. I see me."
And Christ, but I saw her too. Chapter 12. AK. I pulled my bike to a stop outside my cabin. I lowered the scarf from my face and wiped 2 days' worth of dirt from my cheeks. I kicked my leg off the bike and pounded through the door to my cabin and into the kitchen.
"You're back,"
Ash said as he came into the room. I arced my hand to the back of his head and brought him into my chest. "You good?"
"Yeah,"
he replied nonchalantly, then ducked his head shyly like he always did. I pulled a smoke from my pack and offered one to him. He took it, and I lit up, waiting for him to say whatever it was he was building up to.
"I've been to Flames the past 2 nights,"
he eventually said. I looked up at the little fucker's face. You'd think my psycho brother had just given this kid the world.
"Yeah?" "Yeah."
He tried to hide his smile.
"I stayed over last night. Mads made up a bed for me in the spare room before I even had a chance to say I'd just come back here."
"Flame good with that?" He nodded.
"Even stayed up with me for a bit after Mads had gone to bed. He didn't say much, but he showed me all his knives. He even had a drink with me."
He shrugged.
"We mostly sat in silence, but..."
He took a deep breath.
"It was good, you know?"
"I do," I said, and felt my fucking still-tight chest loosen some. Flame had fucking listened to me, the asshole.
"You get the drop done?"
Ash moved to the fridge and pulled me out a beer. I took it, then went to my liquor cabinet for my bottle of bourbon. I needed something stronger, but it wasn't there.
"You took my bourbon?"
"No," he replied. I raised my eyebrow. "You lying?"
"No,"
he shook his head.
"I'd tell you if I did."
I frowned when I saw my new bottle of Patron was also missing. "Tequila's gone too." I grabbed the bottle of Jack and took a few sips. I closed my eyes as it burned going down.
"Maybe Vike took it,"
Ash offered as I slumped down at the table.
"He was around here some when you were gone,"
he blushed.
"He was pissed you left without him. So was Flame."
I nodded, knowing that would be true. I never went on any drop without Flame and Vike. But shit, after the mindfuck that was 2 nights ago, I needed some alone time on the road. I got to my feet, about to go shower, when my cell vibrated in my pocket. "Fuck," I snarled. "Can't I get a fucking minute?" I opened the screen as I entered my bedroom. There was a text from Kai.
"You back yet?"
"Just."
"You might want to get to the clubhouse right the fuck now."
What the fuck had happened? A second text came through.
"Your cold turkey shit seems to have backfired."
I stared at the text, and my stomach lurched. Phoebe. On my way. Throwing on a fresh shirt, I flew out of my bedroom, down the hallway, and into the kitchen. "I need to get to the clubhouse," I said to Ash. The kid jumped up and grabbed the truck's keys off the counter.
"I'll drive."
I slammed out of my front door, wondering what the fuck had happened to Phoebe. What the hell did Kai mean by "your cold turkey shit seems to have backfired"? Ash slid into the driver's seat and switched on the engine. Clearly sensing my urgency, he gunned it out of our cabin's clearing and onto the dirt path.
"Everything okay?"
Ash asked as we raced up the hill. "No fucking idea," I replied, my hands fisting on my lap. I tried to think about what the hell Phoebe could have been doing in 2 days. Vike and Flame hadn't said shit, but then again, those two fuckers weren't speaking to me on account of the fact I took off without them. We pulled in at the back of the clubhouse. The place was packed. Usual weekend shit. Rows of bikes stood outside and loud music pumped from the main bar. I smashed through the back door, following the music. The bar was thick with smoke, sluts, and drink. I scanned the room and saw a hand waving in the air. Kai was up on his feet in the far corner. I pushed a fuck ton of hangers-on out of my goddamn way as I plowed to where he stood. As my path cleared, I saw Sticks and May around a table. Lila sat nursing a glass of wine, a fucking horrified look on her face. A chair slammed back and suddenly Flame was in my face. The brother smashed his hands on my chest and pushed me back. I steadied myself. I knew I'd get this shit from him. What the fuck? He snarled. Matty reached up to grab his hand. Smiler, Tank, and Bull looked on from the next table. Beauty and Letty were watching something across the bar, ignoring Flame. Solomon and Samson, the brothers Ryder had brought from the cult, were there too. They always were lately. I held up my hands. I get it, you're pissed. Flame's head twitched in response. I stepped closer. I shook my head. Fuck, I just needed to be alone for a couple of days, okay? Flame's focus was on the floor, not meeting my eyes, but I saw his shoulders lose some of their tension. Don't do it again, prick. He moved out of my way, and I passed him to get to Kai. Styx had appeared by his side. Take a fucking look. Kai pointed across the room. I ran my gaze over every fucker in my way. Then finally, I saw a flash of red hair, and my eyes nearly bulged out of my head. What the fuck? I snapped. Stepping to the side to see better, the new angle only caused me to lose even more of my shit. Across the room was Phoebe. Only she wasn't the Phoebe I'd rescued from the clan, nor the bitch that had come to me 2 nights ago and fucked me better than I'd ever been fucked in my entire life. This whore in front of me was at the bar, slim arms draped all over some asswipe who was minutes away from meeting the boatman with no fucking coins on his eyes. My hands shook as they formed into fists at my side. Phoebe's hair was loose down her back, washed and fucking beaming red, and it was all curled and shit. Makeup was plastered all over her face, bright red lipstick on her full lips, but the war paint wasn't what had me seething. It was what she was wearing that had me nearly bursting a fucking capillary. She was wearing a flimsy white top that was almost fucking see-through. Her nipples were showing underneath, and it was tied up, showing her flat stomach and perfectly outlining her tits. Her skirt was long, but even from here, I could see her legs through the material, and I could see her panties underneath, or what looked more like a motherfucking thong. She threw her head back, and her laugh rang out over the pounding rock music. "Bitch snuck out without us knowing," Kai said. Styx narrowed his eyes at Phoebe, making a fucking idiot of herself. Even the club sluts were looking at her as if she was pathetic. Apparently, Beauty came to visit yesterday and told her about the clubhouse on a weekend. Wanted to warn Phoebe about what she might find here. Lai had told her she could come tonight. Kai shook his head. Came to get her, only to find her already gone. He paused. As well as the fourth bottle of Jack from my bar this week. Turns out she wasn't scared of the idea of being here. The bitch wanted it. I looked back at Phoebe. Fuck. She was trashed. Her arms were still all over the same prick at the bar. But when I looked harder, I could see the bitch could barely stand. She was falling all over, her heavily made-up eyes rolling around in her fucking head. Then it hit me. The bourbon and Patron, I said out loud. If Kai and Styx were paying me any attention, I didn't see. Fuck, I spat. I thought back to the night she'd fucked me. I'd been drunk myself, but I could remember tasting liquor on her lips. She's turned from smack to spike. I felt that goddamn trickle of familiarity run down my spine. Back here again. Yeah, and liquor makes that bitch as rabid as fuck, Kai said. He rubbed a scratch on his cheek. It looked fresh. My reward for trying to get her the fuck home? He glanced to Lila, who was still watching Phoebe with worry in her eyes. Screamed at Lai, too. Shocked the life out of her. Kai's face darkened. Took all I had not to knock the bitch out and drag her back to our house by her damn hair. I snapped my head to Kai. His comment pissed me the fuck off, but he was glaring across the room at Phoebe. "Way I see it," Kai said, and shrugged, "is that she's free and single to fuck whoever the hell she likes. Let her get spit-roasted by every dude here if she wants. I couldn't fucking care less, but Lai does." He tapped me on the back. Thought seeing as though it was your plan to lock her in your cabin for a week to ground her high ass from chasing the dragon, you might want this job too. My lips curled. at Kai's shitty expression and Styx's shit-eating grin. And I'd never tell them so, but damn right I wanted back at this bitch. She was getting under my skin, and right now she was a fucking knife under my fingernails. A loud crash sounded across the bar, and some guy I didn't know launched himself at someone else, a half-smashed bottle in his hand, ready to stab it into the other guy's throat. Tank and Bull were on their feet in seconds. Bull cracked his neck. Time to throw out the deadbeats. Tank flicked his head, and the two massive fuckers plowed into the crowd, Samson and Solomon following behind. I looked around for Phoebe, but the woman was nowhere to be found. Shit, I hissed under my breath. I fought my way through the mass of people looking for the flame-red hair, punching the first fuckwit who got in my way. The more people got in my face, hungering for the fight, the more pissed I became. My fists flew, eager to smash the nose of anyone who dared fuck with me right now. When I arrived at the far corner of the bar, a hand landed on my shoulder. I turned, livid, at whoever dared fucking push me, and saw Tanner, with his hands in the air.
Calm the fuck down, Kay.
He raked his hand down his face. He looked like shit.
I gotta talk to you, he said, pushing me out of the way of the growing fight.
Dickheads and liquor equaled a fucking weekly bar brawl. Not right now. I tried to push past him. He got in my path, and it took all I had not to deck the white prince. Tanner, move, I warned, scanning the room for Phoebe. Bitch had vanished. I barged past, but Tanner grabbed my shoulder and pulled me back. I turned and swung, but the brother ducked and grabbed my collar, bringing me in close. He fucking knows! It took all of about 3 seconds for his words to sink through the noise straight into my head. Just hacked an email between him and my brother. He's on the hunt for whoever took his bitch. He paused. He's on the hunt for you. Fuck, I spat, feeling every ounce of blood in my body ignite into flames. Bo told him he didn't know any of you on the list. I checked the rest of Meister's server. It didn't take him long to suspect the hangman. Turns out Judah told him all about us. And though it never came from Phoebe's mouth, Meister knows Phoebe's sister is here. He shook his head. He knows she's married to the VP. He glanced across at Kai, who was watching us like a damn hawk. He's gonna come looking. I don't give a fuck how militarized they are. That gang of rednecks ain't no match for the hangman. Especially when Styx and Kai find out. We'll have reinforcements here within hours.
I agree. Just wanted you to know. Meister referenced you. Carson. He knows you're an ex-sniper, and the fucker is using every Marine contact he has to work out who the fuck you are.
And that cunt is thorough. I know. I fucking met him, remember? My eyes fell to the outside door. Go tell Kai and Styx they'll figure this shit out. Tanner took off across the room. As I reached the back door, Hush and Cowboy were walking through. Cowboy turned his head to the direction of the bar, and a fucking huge grin spread across his face.
Fucking A, he purred in his strong Cajun accent. Got a huge boner for a fight tonight?
Cowboy and his Stetson disappeared into the crowd. Hush tipped his head toward me.
Ain't sure, but I'm thinking the bitch we got out of the clan is in the alley, about to fuck some cunt.
Fire lit in my stomach, and I was out the door quicker than I'd ever fucking moved in my life. Red clouded my eyes all day, fucking red. My lungs worked hard as I breathed in the warm air and my eyes tracked every part of the alley. And then I heard it. That fucking high-pitched moan that had kept me hard for 48 hours straight, and that breathy sigh that the bitch made as she'd put her fingers in her cunt and worked herself over until she came. I slipped my hand into my back pocket, pulled out my switchblade, and snapped it ready in my hand. I walked slowly into the alley, all stealth. The light from the clubhouse cast a perfect light on them, but kept me hidden in the darkness. I saw Phoebe's red head slide down the bastard's body toward the floor. I watched as the bitch looked up at him with those same fuck-me eyes she'd used on me, and I watched, anger building inside me like fucking hellfire. The prick reached into his jeans and pulled out his cock. He pushed forward as Phoebe put on her little show. Then his hand was in her hair, and he was wrenching her forward. Phoebe didn't even cry out as his fingers almost tore her hair from its roots. The bitch just opened her mouth, waiting for his dick, and that was all I could fucking take. I rushed forward and slammed my shoulder into the prick, who had his dick just an inch from Phoebe. I tackled the shit to the floor and pounded my fist into his ugly face. The fat shit grunted and tried to throw a punch back. I laughed in his face as I dodged it and raised my switchblade high for him to see. He paled, and I stepped back off his body. A look of relief appeared on his face. What the fucker didn't know was that I lived for the chase. He struggled to get up off the ground. One hand scrambled forward as the other fought to stuff his tiny cock back into his jeans. He glanced back, and the relief turned into terror as he saw me stalking slowly toward him. I laughed, leaning down, enjoying seeing the piece of shit trying to get out of the alley. I took my blade and slashed one swipe across his Achilles. The shitbag screamed and clutched his ankle. He looked me in the face. "Messed with the wrong bitch, fucker," I taunted. "She wasn't wearing a property cut. Told me she wasn't with no brother." He tried to argue, but his words only burned my piss more. "She ain't free," I snarled, not even conscious of the words that came from my lips. Then, driven by an old demon I kept locked the fuck away for everyone's sake, I drew my blade down and sliced through the hamstring of his other leg. The fucker screamed again, but I didn't stop. Now that I'd started, I couldn't fucking stop. I'd let this feeling become lost deep inside me, locked away, but the thought of this fucker's hand on Phoebe's head and his cock approaching her mouth had set the fury free. I punched his face over and over until his face was mangled and my knuckles were split. "Please," he begged through his coughs, but I just laughed again. Taking hold of his greasy dark hair, I wrenched his head off the ground and brought my blade to his throat. I stared into his eyes and smelled the familiar scent of piss as the coward wet his pants. The blade pressed into his skin. I was about to strike when two sets of footsteps ran into the alley. "Man down!" I heard Hush shout. "Why the fuck you trying to end this salut, mon frere?" Cowboy bent down and lifted the peak of his Stetson to study the future corpse below me. "Whew," he whistled. "About one swipe from meeting the boatman, eh, mon ami?" My teeth were clenched together as I held the asshole by his collar. Someone called my name. It was Hush. "Let us take him for you," he offered. I shook my head, needing to finish this shit's life right now. But when Hush leaned in closer and said, "Your bitch just entered the bar again. She's on the hunt for cock, it looks like," I fucking broke. I rose with a frustrated growl, dropping the guy to the ground. I tucked my blade back into my pocket and made my way back to the door. I turned to my Cajun brothers. "Dump him, or kill him, but if he's here when I get back, I'll finish what I started, and I won't be as kind as I was gonna be." People sometimes wondered why Flame, Vike, and I were called the Psycho Trio. Vike had his own shit to deal with. Flame? One look at that fucker, and it spoke for itself. And me? That asshole right there on the floor, hamstring, cut and bleeding out, was why I earned that name. But most of my brothers had no idea of the fucked up shit I'd done in my past. No idea what kind of shit I could still do, what half the time I wanted to do. And that right there was the true nature of a psychopath. Committing an act and having fuck-all remorse for the shit you've done. I threw the bar door open and stepped inside. The place was a mess. The aftermath of the fight, the non-brothers had been cleared the fuck out, which gave me a perfect view of Red. And the sight cut me even deeper than the shit I just saw outside. Vike? Motherfucking Vike? My legs shook as I stood in the doorway watching Phoebe sitting on Vike's knee at the bar. Her arm was draped over his shoulders, and she was laughing. But it was Vike's hand that I was looking at. His fucking huge hand was braced on the bottom of her back, her fucking bare back, inching closer to her ass. Fueled by the anger I'd unleashed outside, I let it take the lead. I stormed across the room, ignoring the sound of Kai calling my name. I grabbed hold of Phoebe's arm and yanked her from Vike's lap. She cried out in surprise as I shoved her behind me. Vike leapt to his feet, his fuck-off smile beaming right down at me. But I wasn't seeing my friend right then. I was just seeing his fucking hand on Phoebe's back, her arm around his shoulders, seeing fucking red. I slammed my hands against his chest, and the giant stumbled back. "What the fuck?" he spat, the smile sliding from his face. "Keep the fuck off her," I snarled. Vike's eyes were wide as he glared at me, but I wasn't done. I came at him again, grabbing his collar and pulling him close to me. "Keep your motherfucking hands off her, or I swear to God you won't be no brother of mine anymore." A hand landed on my shoulder, and I spun round. Flame was there, dark eyes wide and nostrils flaring. I wrestled his hand from me and stormed toward Phoebe. I didn't even give her a chance to react, just took her arm and dragged her from the bar. I passed Ash, whose face was bright white. "Keys!" I demanded as Phoebe tried to pull away from me. I held on tight to the bitch. She was pissing me the fuck off! Ash handed me the keys to the truck, and I left the clubhouse with the whore in tow. I heard the sound of Lila's and May's panicked voices. I heard Kai trying to come after me. "Hey, Kay!" he shouted as I reached my truck. I opened the passenger side door and threw Phoebe's almost naked ass into the seat. I slammed the door and moved around the hood to the driver's side. "Hey, Kay!" Kai shouted again. I rounded on him, prepped for another fucking fight. The VP was looking at me, weird. He gave me a wide berth. Good fucking choice. "Where the fuck you think you're going with her, brother?" "You texted me to sort this out, so that's what I'm fucking doing." Phoebe's hand came to the driver's side window and started hammering on the glass. She was shouting some shit I couldn't decipher, trying to get out, screaming like a fucking banshee. Kai watched her as she almost broke the glass in rage. "You think Lai is gonna just be okay with me letting you take her sister? You know how to deal with her like this? You know how to deal with a damn junkie? One who's insistent on trying to fuck her way through the club, cock by cock?" My patience was running thin. Phoebe moved to her ass and started kicking at the window with her feet. I heard the seal break. She was about 2 seconds from shattering the glass. "You got a kid to worry about now. Let this bitch be my problem." My jaw clenched, and I felt a blade stab in my chest. Fuck knows, I've dealt with shit like this before. I didn't wait for Kai's response. I opened the door and pushed inside. Phoebe's hands came raining down on me as she tried to fight. Taking hold of her arms, I pushed her down into her seat and met her furious face. "You fucking stay there. Don't push me, bitch. Don't fucking push me." Her skin was damp with sweat, and she was panting hard. If looks could kill, I'd have been ash in seconds. Taking advantage of her brief stillness, I turned on the engine and pulled out of the lot. I hit the dirt path at a stupid speed and focused on getting the hell back to my cabin. It didn't take the rabid bitch long to attack again. Practically climbing across the console, she sliced her nails down my arms and neck. I kept my eyes on the road, not giving one fuck about the blood she was drawing. The only time I reacted at all was when she sliced 4 fingers down my cheek. I pushed her back until she was in her seat, out of breath, and eyes glazed from too much fucking liquor. I turned into the clearing and slammed the truck into park. She was out of the passenger side door before I could even move. I flew out of my door and sprinted after her ass. As she fled for the trees, I reached her in no time and threw her thin body over my shoulder. Phoebe clawed at my back. "Let me go!" she spat, pounding her fists on my shoulder blades. I opened the door to my cabin and locked us inside. I put her down on the floor. She staggered back as she righted herself. The light from the kitchen was brighter than the bar, and I took a good look at her eyes. The whites were dull, and her eyelids were hooded. Black makeup had smudged around her eyes, making her look like a damn raccoon.
"Calm the fuck down," I ordered.
Phoebe's pale skin reddened as she fumed on the spot. I stood my ground, folding my arms across my chest. Then the bitch struck. Her hand sliced across my face, and this time, there was fucking force behind it. My head snapped to the side. I'd had enough. Moving forward, I pushed her back to the wall of the hallway. "I swear to God, bitch, I'll break you if you do that again," I hissed, getting right in her face. She spat at my cheek. "Let me go!" I could smell the liquor on her breath. "Why? So you can go fuck some greasy asshole? So you can get your pussy filled like the fucking whore that you are?" "Yes!" she screamed, fighting against my hold. When she couldn't get free, she brought her face closer and smiled coldly. "I like to be fucked. I like to come. I like dick. And I love nothing more than having someone stick their cock in my mouth than come down my throat." The anger that had been simmering inside me flared up at the shitty words coming out of her mouth. "And you weren't so opposed to my pussy the other night," she taunted. She reached out and bit my earlobe. Bit it fucking hard. I yanked my head back, and she laughed right in my face. "When I had your cock in my mouth, then deep inside of me, I rode you, and I made you scream." My hands shook on her arms as I battled not to hold her too tight. "You want to be fucked that bad, slut? You want me to rip into you and make you scream?" "Yes!" she shouted, and tore one of her arms free. She didn't hit me like I thought she would. Instead, her eyelids lowered, and she ran her hands down my stomach until it landed at my cock. She met my eyes, and I met hers, and we both just fucking froze. Adrenaline and anger mixed in my veins. I heard the clock ticking in my kitchen and the sound of my AC kicking in. I heard Phoebe's too fast breathing. She stared. I stared. And I wasn't too sure who moved first. But one minute I was awash with seething anger, about ready to blow my shit and kick her ass. The next, her mouth was on mine and her tits were right against my chest and my dick was hard. Phoebe moaned as I let go of her arm and yanked down her top. Her tits sprang free, and I cupped them in my hands. Phoebe's fingers snapped my jeans open. I broke from her mouth when her hand fisted my cock. Fuck. I snapped and lowered my head to take her tit into my mouth. Her free hand wrapped into my hair, pulling at the strands. I sucked on her nipple as her hand stroked up and down my cock. Her breathing was fast and her skin was slick. I pushed her skirt up to her hips. I tore at the scrap of nothing of her panties, ripping them and flicking the ruined material away. My hand slid along her cunt and through her pussy lips until I met her clit. She cried out into my shoulder, then licked at my neck, lapping at my skin. I closed my eyes when her lips came back on mine and her tongue thrust into my mouth. She groaned and moaned and gasped as I took her fucking mouth, making the bitch forget the asshole from the alley and Vike. The thought of her fucking with other men made my blood pound even harder through my veins. Pulling my hands from her clit, I bent down and took hold of her legs. Lifting her up was nothing at all. Phoebe moaned and wrapped her arms around my shoulders. I backed her up against the wall, then, in one fast push, slammed inside her wet cunt. "AK!" Phoebe called out as her head tipped back and hit the wall behind her. I was a fucking man possessed as I thrust into her. Phoebe brought her hands to my face and held me in place. She stared into my eyes as I worked my hips, biting on my lip at the feel of her hole choking my dick. Her moans were low and long. Her lips met mine. She fucking ate at my mouth, and I swallowed her cries. My hands gripped her thighs tighter as I drove into her. Her nails raked at my skin, but it only pushed me on. I plowed into her, harder and harder, until I felt her pussy begin to clench. My balls began to ache, and I tore my mouth from hers, tucking my head into her neck. Her cries came louder and louder, and her hips rocked faster against mine. "AK," she said, her voice no longer screaming and mad. Her breathy voice was cracked, losing all its anger, and then she came, breath hitching against my skin. Her hands slipped to the back of my neck, her nails drawing blood. With three more thrusts, I came inside her, jerking, sweat dripping down my back,